Hey, it's a good day. Cindy Palin, music and words, celebrating everyday people through song and story. Are you wondering how you can get rid of the anxiety word in your vocabulary and the presence of its reality in your life? Are you trying to figure out how your summer can be stress-free? Let's be realistic. Anxiety and stress have been our friends for a long time, even before the pandemic. Part of my experience with community advocacy was impacted by our recent and ongoing pandemic. We faced limitations, and yet our community came through more than ever. But sitting in the sudden stillness, feeling separated from the world, alone in my office, took its toll. Why? Because the usual pace, grinding to a halt, made way for the thought invasion. Working in the stillness does not mean silence. I don't think many of us were aware of the second wave. Not the ongoing viral infection roller coaster, but the second wave of reasoning or absence thereof. The pandemic is not to blame for our mental storm. It's been a reality since that snake in the garden decided to whisper in our ears. I was going to say the best approach to achieving mental health in this thought invasion environment is balance, but I then realized the real answer is truth. Did you know the old revelation, scripture, that is, has an incredible recipe for mental health? Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Tells us to think on these things, whatever is true, whatever is honest, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good report, of virtue, of praise, think on these things. Old Revelation is the title of a new song I penned recently, which has helped me take responsibility for my thought life, and of course, was inspired by my faith relationship with Christ and His Word. The melody and the minor key of the verses underline the physical and emotional negativity of dwelling on the wrong thoughts. The chorus modulates to a major key, which celebrates the revelation of His truth. I can hear them cackle in my mind. They'll fill any crevice they can find. I can take the blame for, I know where they crawled through the door. Repetition helps them settle in, or it may take once and they're your friend. I can feel my brain swell, I don't have to buy what they sell. I'm on the brink of an old revelation. He's my sweet liberation. From the noise, I can dance through commotion. I can rest in the ocean of His.
If your brain is overloaded, if your spirit is depressed, read Philippians 4:8 as a guide to thought reformation this summer. Read it every morning if you need to remind you of what we should be thinking on. This might mean the company you keep has to change, the shows you watch, the language you use, But the health benefits are amazing because truth transforms.
I'm on the brink of an old revelation. Here's my sweet liberation. From the noise, I can dance through commotion. I can rest in the ocean of His.
Tomorrow, something else will happen that we won't expect. We can be prepared by exercising His truth. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." John 14:6. Thank you for listening to this old revelation so relevant for today and tomorrow. Cindy Palin, music and words on Anchor FM by Spotify.